8:07. We welcome in Starla of our North Platte Subway joining us this morning. Starla, always good to see you, and how are you today?
I am great.
Good to have you in the studio. Of course, a lot going on here locally. And before we discuss what you came in the studio to discuss, I want to get a little off topic with you.
Okay.
But still on the topic of Subway.
Okay.
You're remodeling your 4 stores here in North Platte.
Yes, we are. We had this all planned out way before any of this happened. Before the chaos. And everybody says, what a perfect time to be able to do it. It's never a perfect time, but it has been a little bit easier.
Makes it a little bit easier. 4 locations being remodeled. You and I were talking off air. The South Subway's been done already. Walmart Subway's been done.
Correct.
So you've been kind of working your way a little north.
Yes, yes. We are actually at what we call our main store, which is the original. Right now, I'm not sure when they'll be completed, and then we'll move on up north.
Exciting. So what can you tell us about the changes that we might notice at our local Subways?
The best word to describe it is bright and clean.
Oh, I like it. Bright and clean.
Yeah.
That's the words to use in 2021, I think.
I think so.
Now, Starla's in to discuss a big local event coming up. Subway's putting on something very unique, I hear.
It is a nationwide promotion. We partnered with Feeding America a few years back in November, which is National Sandwich Day. Instead of doing a special in-store, they donated so much of every store's proceeds for that day to Feeding America. So we have partnered again with Feeding America.
That is awesome. So what does that mean locally here? Tell us about what folks can do locally to make a difference.
For every footlong you buy, Subway National will donate to Feeding America. So for every footlong you buy, they will provide 15 meals to Feeding America.
Wow, that is huge.
Yeah.
That's going to make a big difference in battling the hunger we have here in the U.S.
It such a minimal amount coming from us feeds a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Because you think about it, this isn't going to take a lot on you and I. This isn't going to hit us a lot if we stop in for lunch.
And I've said it over and over again, if you can feed one person, you've helped. Mm-hmm. The amount doesn't matter as long as you're feeding one person.
Absolutely. I'm a firm believer that if we all do what we can, because there's some of us that we can feed 10 people, 20 people, that's great. But if we can feed one person, we've made a world of a difference for that one individual.
Especially in these times. I can't stress enough that every person counts. Mm-hmm. I've always said that, and whether it's one or a million, mm-hmm. you make a difference.
Yeah. I love this partnership. Again, we have Starla joining us here of our North Platte Subway discussing a partnership with Feed America. How long has this partnership been going on? You mentioned this is not the first time you've partnered up with Feeding America.
We always partner with them in November, and I think 2020 will be 3 years we've partnered with them.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So a partnership that just kind of seems to make sense.
Yes, yes. It just makes sense. We feed locally. They feed worldwide.
It makes sense. It just ties in perfectly together.
Right.
So, and is this going on at all the locations here for Subway?
Yes. It's actually a national promotion. And
awesome.
It doesn't matter what Subway you go to. Every footlong we sell will provide a meal. I think they're donating up to 1.5 million meals.
Okay. Wow. That is huge. That is amazing to see.
Yeah.
So, and got to tip the cap to Starla folks here as well, too, because I know that this is a national promotion with all the Subways, but you always do a great job at partnering and helping out however you can locally. Rather, it's donating bowls or cups to a local soup drive or donating some napkins and spoons. You do whatever you can because you are here in North Platte and you love the community.
Yeah.
You chose to make this home.
You know, I moved here in 1994, and North Platte made me love it.
I love that.
I have been very, very welcomed in the community, and we do try to give back as much as we can. I feel that donating to a community that supports you, I mean, I've had thousands of people go through my store as just employees that are still in the community, and, you know, the community supports each other.
Absolutely, they do. Yep. Yep, it's everybody helping everybody out however much they can. So,
yes.
How are your employees doing during this challenging time? I know that you're very close with all of them.
Yes, I am. And they are all, you know, they have to do what they have to do. Mm-hmm. And we have cut hours, and, you know, they're all doing well, thank goodness, but it's hard when you have to see them struggle because, you know, the paycheck isn't as big as it was.
Sure, yeah. It happens. It's happening across the board, obviously, and we know that our local restaurants, our local diners are the ones being hit almost the hardest in a lot of ways.
You know, we have seen probably the biggest increase we've seen, and a lot of people don't think of it, but we are getting tips.
Tips, really?
Yeah. You know, waitresses solely survive on their tips, mm-hmm. but we are seeing tips because I think people are seeing that we are there to provide for them.
Yeah.
And they are thankful.
Well, it makes sense. You're tipping an artist, a sandwich artist, right?
Well, that's what they call us, yeah.
So, exactly. It makes sense. Now, folks, again, we have Starla joining us here of our local Subway. And if folks want to get additional information about this great partnership that you have with Feeding America, is there a special way they can do so?
I think the best way is just to visit feedingamerica.org/subway. It really gives the whole breakdown.
And obviously, all the stores, like you mentioned, are participating in this, especially here in North Platte. So they're welcome to ask any of the anybody at the cash register and the sandwich artists. I'm sure they'd be more than happy to break it down for them.
Yep, they can help them out and tell them, buy a foot long.
Yeah, buy a foot long. Absolutely.
Buy a foot long.
And it's going to make a big difference here to help somebody else out. So,
right.
It's a win-win. Quality food for lunch, supper, whatever it might be, and you're going to help somebody else eat that day also.
Correct.
So, Starla, as always, it's good to see you. Anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, it was great being here, Tristan. Thank you.
Always good to see you. Always appreciate seeing Starla. Unfortunately, we don't see each other outside of Walmart too often.
No, that's usually our meeting.
It makes going to Walmart a little bit easier. I tell myself, well, I might see Starla on there. So it makes it more bearable.
There you go.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after this on KODY.